This is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez. Former Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel will not get his job back. Florida senators voted 25-15 yesterday evening during a rare Senate-only special session in Tallahassee. WLRN's Broward County reporter Katie Switalski is here to tell us about what happened during this session and how the state senators came to their decision. So let's take a step back. How did this come up for a vote in the first place, since Scott Israel was already suspended? Broward's had a new sheriff since January. How did this decision get made?
Scott Israel has been appealing his suspension to the Florida Senate ever since he was suspended last January. And he has been fighting the grounds that he was removed for political reasons instead of reasons that the governor cited. And in his executive order, Governor Ron DeSantis, just a few days after he was sworn in as Florida's new governor, suspended Israel for, quote, neglect of duty and incompetence. And so Israel has been fighting both of those to the Florida Senate pretty much since his suspension happened. Now, this was turned over to the Senate Rules Committee, which is made up of 17 senators, and they met for more than 10 hours earlier this week to deliberate, hear presentations and testimony, and basically form a recommendation that they would give back to the full Senate, which is what they did Wednesday.
And what kind of impact did that Rules Committee have on the final vote Wednesday?
Their report was adopted by the full Senate Wednesday. 25 senators voted to adopt the Rules Committee report, which means that they were rejecting the report by a special investigator last month that recommended that Israel actually be reinstated because the governor did not fulfill his burden of proof in suspending Sheriff Israel.
And tell us, how did the senators vote? Was it mostly along party lines?
It was mostly along party lines. Democrats, especially from Broward, voted to reinstate Scott Israel. And they did that for a few different reasons. Democrats in general were more worried about setting a precedent for future Florida sheriffs and sort of the potentially dangerous precedent of being able to suspend an elected official for a mass shooting or a mass emergency that went wrong. Senator Lauren Book, who also represents parts of Broward County, although not Parkland, she maintained that her vote was based upon wanting justice for a different Scott Peterson. He was working as a school resource officer at Marjory Stoneman Douglas underneath Scott Israel. And he's been heavily criticized and actually criminally charged for not acting the day of the shooting. And so Senator Book was arguing that by letting Israel out of his position, it would be writing a defense for Scott Peterson.
And what have been the responses to the vote from sort of the two big players here, Governor Ron DeSantis and Scott Israel?
So Governor Ron DeSantis tweeted shortly after the vote that he was really thanking Florida senators for voting the way they did, for agreeing with him, for upholding his executive order from January. And he mentioned that he really hopes that this vote gives some relief to the victims' families from the Parkland school shooting. And family members from the Parkland school shooting have been pursuing this justice for a long time, since, very shortly after the shooting happened. They've wanted this kind of accountability. So it is in a lot of ways of an accountability victory for the families. Now, Scott Israel released a statement through his lawyer in an email almost instantaneously after the vote was taken, saying that he was disappointed, but he was not surprised. And he really feels like the will of the voters in 2016 in Broward County were not respected.
This is not the last attempt for Scott Israel to get his job back. What's next for him?
Prior to the Senate special session, he actually already filed candidacy paperwork to be Broward County's sheriff again in 2020. Now, the interim sheriff who took over for Israel, Gregory Toney, has also filed candidacy paperwork to run as a Democrat in 2020.
That was WLRN's Katie Switalski talking about the Florida Senate voting not to reinstate former Broward Sheriff Scott Israel. You can read more about this story at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez.